Welcome to Bedtime Stories with Brandon Copeland and Lou. We've got Louis.
Hi.
Louis. Tonight's story is about a little girl who was on her computer and she was shopping on Amazon. And she typed into Amazon, crazy glue. She wanted crazy glue. And that's because she needed some glue to make some arts and crafts for her homeschool, because she was doing school from home. And so she found some crazy glue, and she didn't read the description. It was just called crazy glue. But if she read the description, she would have realized this wasn't just ordinary crazy glue. This was magical crazy glue. And with the magical crazy glue, it had the ability to attach living things to things that are not living, and they would become living. This girl didn't know that. So she ordered the glue. She bought it. It seemed kind of expensive, but she didn't care because it was on her parents' credit card. And it showed up at her house the next day. Thank you, Jeff Bezos. And she opened the package. And in the package, this glue was in a container like she'd never seen before. It was like shimmery and glittery, and the glue like smelled like bacon and flowers all at once. And it was just incredible. And she thought, this is really cool glue. I'm going to use it in my arts and crafts project. And so in her arts and crafts project, she drew a picture of a horse, and she named her horse Sadie. And she thought, this is the coolest horse. I'm going to paint it with, it's going to be small. So like it's small, like a dog, but it's going to have some wings and it's going to be bright pink. And she drew this cute little horse and she named it Sadie. And then then she took some glue and she found one of her dolls that had been broken by her brother, who ripped the head off of the doll.
That's mean.
It was pretty mean. So she decided she's going to take this little picture of Sadie the horse, and she is going to glue the head of her doll on the horse, where the horse's head was. So she gets her crazy glue out, and she puts it on the picture where the head's supposed to be, and she glues the head of the doll, like a little Barbie. It's a little Barbie head. Onto the horse.
There's a button on and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And then she takes one little piece of her own hair, and she glues it on the horse's mane. That's the hair that grows down the back of the horse, kind of in the middle. She took some hairs from her head and put them on the mane. Now, because those hairs came from her, and she was a living person, those hairs transposed living properties through the crazy glue into the picture and the doll head. And suddenly, the horse leapt up off the page and became real and alive. And it kind of stood up, and it was about as big as the paper, because it couldn't be any bigger than a piece of paper. But there was this little 8.5 to 10.5 inch tall horse, pink horse with wings, and the head of a Barbie, and it started walking around the table. And the girl was like, oh my gosh, what the heck is this? And the little horse creature looked at her and goes, I'm Sadie, I'm your favorite doll horse. And the girl was like, okay, are you nice? Yeah, I love you, I'm nice, we're gonna be best friends. The little girl was like, really? And she's like, yeah, I'm hungry. Can you feed me some food? So what do you think a little horse doll looks?
Salad, whatever.
You think it eats salad?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, horses love oats.
Yeah.
But what are Barbies like? Barbies eat like human food. So she decided, I'm going to mix the two. I'm going to make oatmeal. And I'll put some cinnamon on it. So she made some oatmeal for this little horse creature. She put it down on the table. And the little horse named Sadie started eating the oatmeal. And it ate and ate and ate and got super full. And guess what happens when you get really full? You get tired. So Sadie the horse wandered off and said, Mommy, she called the girl Mommy. Mommy, I'm tired now. I ate too much food. Where can I sleep? So the girl picked up the little horse gently, and she decided, I'm going to bring you up to my bedroom. I'm going to make you a cozy bed. So she got a couple pillows and made them into a circle.
And
almost like a big nest. Yeah. And she let it lay right in the middle. She put it down in the middle of all the pillows. And this little creature loved it. She kind of walked in a circle and then just curled up in a ball and fell asleep right in the middle of the pillow pile. This girl couldn't believe it. She was like, this is amazing. I have
a pet.
Like a pet that I made by drawing, and it's so cool.
I can make like a bird.
She's like, yeah, I could make almost anything I wanted.
I can make a $100 bill come alive.
Oh my gosh, that would be so crazy.
I can get one of my stuffed animals and make them be alive.
Well, that night while the girl was asleep, there was a knock at the door. And she was up in her room just watching this little
horse like thing sleep. Sleeping.
But at the door, she could hear loud voices downstairs. And they were talking to her parents. And suddenly her parents came upstairs and they were like, honey, someone's here to talk to you. And so she was like, well, who is it? He says his name is Walter the Magnificent. And she's like, what do you mean? Who's that? I don't know Walter. He doesn't know you, but you seem to have purchased something from him. And it appears that you don't have the right to own this thing that you bought. In order to buy. So she was like, wait, what? Is he talking about my crazy glue? And she's like, the mom was like, yeah, I think so. So the girl went downstairs and Walter the Magnificent was like, excuse me, young lady, I'm Walter the Magnificent. I'm a wizard and the imperial shipper of crazy glue. And in order for you to own this crazy glue, you need to have a proper wizarding license, which you do not have. And that did not show up on the website when you purchased it. So with the kindest regards, I'd like to return or take from you the crazy glue, but in return, I'll give you your money back. And the girl was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know I wasn't supposed to have the crazy glue. So she ran upstairs and she gave it to Walter. And he said, thank you. It appears that you've used this crazy glue. Whatever you did, do not tell anyone. This is magical wizarding crazy glue, and you can't tell anybody. And so she didn't. She kept it a secret. But for the rest of her childhood, she was able to play with her favorite little pony named Sadie with a head of a Barbie and a pink body with wings. That is why you don't just buy random stuff. Mm-hmm. That is why you don't just buy random stuff on Amazon. The end.